You throw your hands up in anger and you go, ka-ka! And you get really angry. Welcome to Experience Points. I am MG.
And I am Redbird.
We're the hosts. We're two lifelong nerds. And this is the show where we talk about knowledge, about geek culture. We nerd it up.
We basically just sit in a room and talk nerdy to you.
We are two of us. Can we be called a herd, a nerd herd?
Nerd herd? Oh. Is there enough? I don't think we need a third.
Two nerds. Two is nerds. That they're geeks. Anyway.
Wow, welcome to the show. This is going great.
This is the first show we've done in 2015.
And we are rocking it.
Anyway, y'all missed us.
I know you did.
You know what? Before we talk about all the changes that we've made, sorry about last show. We were sick. Louisiana all of a sudden got with the program again. It does this thing where it goes between being 70 degrees outside.
It's down, a switch, really. It's not like a fader.
Sweaty 70.
Sweaty 70. Ooh.
Down to chilly willy 40s.
Chilly willy 40s
with wind and with damp air. So it's like a cold, wet 40, which is really like with the wind chill, like a negative 10 or something like that.
And we're not going into how negative temperatures bother
No, negative temperatures bother the bear.
They do.
You know, he has to go and hibernate. So anyway, sorry about being out last week. We were sick as nerdy, geeky dogs. Anyway,
alrighty.
Before we talk about all that stuff that's going on, Bear, we have a site. It hasn't changed. What is the site?
ExpPoints.com. Double tap that P.
We also have social media outlets and inlets. If you want to check us out on those inlets and outlets, go to ExpPoints.com/social, and you can see all the amazing
things. Sounds dirtier
things.
Than it is.
Inlets and outlets?
Inlets and outlets,
no,
yeah.
It's plumbing. It's internet plumbing. That's all it is. Series of tubes and pipes.
It's not a big truck. Yep. You can just throw things
It's
on.
Where all of the internet and all
Thanks,
of the,
Al Gore.
All the cats are on in wires.
Wow.
That's how it works. Anyway, we've got a lot of changes in the show. We're going to come back after this song and talk about some of the changes. We're actually going to have a little nostalgia moment. This is First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. Catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Experience Points. I'm MG.
I am Red Bear.
That was First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. This is a segment. We haven't changed this bit. I was talking about the next bit. But we're going to talk about what we did this previous week. I usually ask Bear, but Bear, can I talk about what I did?
You want to go before me?
Maybe I want.
Everything is different now.
Maybe in 2015.
Like
in the 15.
I can't handle this.
This is how we do it.
Stop.
In the 15. Well, you can go if you want.
I don't want to go now.
Oh, okay. Well, so what I did this past, I guess the past 2 weeks.
Fine, you can go.
Thanks. Because you said I could.
Only
because
I said you could.
Been playing some Elite Dangerous.
Which I still got to buy that. It looks amazing.
Elite Dangerous is good, though I've got a weird workaround for how I play. I play it just like I play a flight sim. So I've got left hand on keyboard, right hand on like a joystick. I really want like a hands-on throttle and stick setup, mm-hmm. like a side tech
nice.
Or whatever. But
yeah.
They're like, I don't want to drop 150 on it right now. And I know you can drop a lot more on it, but whatever. So I've got my joystick and I've got the keyboard and I've been playing it on my PC. But I've noticed that I guess it's some hardware combination because I've reformatted. It's freezing on my PC. My nice graphics card, all that stuff. So I've literally boot camp installed Windows 8 on my MacBook Pro. And I've been playing it, like, on my MacBook Pro, which could be a lot worse, you know. It's got, like, a 17-inch screen. It's got a decent processor.
But it's working okay on the MacBook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's not the
game itself. It's just the game on my setup. And I've completely wiped out all of my data. Fresh install, everything. I am getting through it. I played a little bit of WoW. Picked up recently, like this morning actually, picked up Sword Art Online, the anime.
Have you not seen this?
I've seen some of it. I know they recently got done with their second season, and now it's my time that it's been around for two seasons.
Right.
I'll go ahead and I'll start watching it now. I didn't really seriously watch it when I watched it. I was just in passing. I'm like, okay, that's nifty.
It's pretty good.
With like Space Dandy and what was it called? Yamato 2199 or Star Blazers 2199, whatever they're saying it.
Wow.
So about to hit anime real hard and watch that. Because it's like there's two types of anime, right? There's the anime that lasts 13 or 21 or 26 or 51 episodes, and then there's okay. like Inuyasha.
And there's, yeah, and DBZ.
Yeah, and DBZ, where it's like, wait, how much life do I need to spend watching this? Now, admittedly, DBZ is like probably one of the better animes out there for the length, or Bleach, or I don't know what, Inuyasha, or Pokemon, or you know, some endless anime it's a generational thing, right? Like your nieces and nephews and your grandsons and your younger brother, everybody will always be watching Dragon Ball Z.
I do feel like that's true. It's Dragon Ball Z is here to stay.
It started out in the 80s and now, or the late, the early 90s or whatever.
Was it 80s? Do we need a fact check?
I think it's the early 90s or whatever, but it started out in the early 90s and now it's like my godson is watching Dragon Ball Z
and
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The original series.
Yeah, and things like that. So, I mean,
Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, yeah, we just had Comic-Con. Let me wrap my stuff up, and then you get talking about your cool, fun stuff.
Yeah.
So I ended up doing a lot of demo stuff for what our main segment's actually about, PlayStation Now. I ended up playing a little bit of that, and I actually started picking up Infamous again. So I started playing Infamous First Light, not Second Son had a DLC, it was First Light. I never bought it because with PlayStation Plus, they eventually release everything for free anyway. So... They finally released this for free, so I instantly downloaded it. I had it waiting at home whenever I got home, and there it was. Oh, and I actually am sinking a significant amount of time into Shadows of Mordor now, so enjoying getting killed a lot more. So
I'm sure you are.
Anyway, so you Comic-Con, right?
So Comic-Con, yeah, that's what I did that last week. It was this past weekend.
It's Convention of Lines, right? Line-Con?
Yeah, so Kevin Conroy was there.
For those that don't know,
voice of Batman from the animated series.
The animated, the best.
I actually got tired of answering that question as to which animated.
Fun fact. It's the only Batman series. The only good Batman series. So Kevin Conroy and Weird Al are actually coming back to the newest Batman series, but not as Batman and Robin. They are coming back as different characters. I can't remember which ones, but they are making guest appearances.
Anyway, so. No, I did not actually get to meet him because I did not want to spend an entire weekend in a line, which is what that was.
No, that's like, I wanted to go to Comic-Con. Instead, it was the DMV. I just was there forever.
DMV
just
con.
To get
wow,
something.
Wow, I'm going to cosplay next time I go to the DMV.
Just
that should
get
be
something signed and then leave DMV con. So what did
that
you do? You got me a sweet shirt.
Yeah, a shirt. I did not get you a shirt.
Didn't you get me a shirt?
No.
No, wow. You got me.
See if I ever get you anything.
You got the Mega
again.
Man shirt, and then you.
I guess that was Christmas. Jeez,
you got me the cartridge.
Yeah, cartridge flask. Yeah. That was the thing. Awesome. Kega Man. You know you like it. That was actually a Kickstarter project. Believe
you know, I posted the picture on Facebook, and I think most people thought it was the original Mega Man game. Like really look. They're like, sweet. And they didn't really look at it.
It's a plastic flask that these guys made. It's a Kickstarter project. I forgot their names. Yeah. So look them up.
It's something you don't put actual alcohol in it. It's like a novelty.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
You could put alcohol in it.
I guess.
It didn't come with alcohol.
They didn't. They can't sell it like that.
Oh.
So, anyway, yeah, no, Comic-Con. That was fun. Did some cosplay then. Got Tavia Melody again.
Awesome.
And played a lot of Pokemon. Watched a whole bunch of Sherlock.
Yeah.
And
hold on. When you say a whole bunch of Sherlock, there's like 8 episodes you can watch, right?
Well, they're an hour and a half each, and they're actually on the third season. So
are they actually on the third season?
Yeah, the third season's on Netflix currently. I've also heard that the BBC is removing everything from Netflix at the start of February.
Oh, wow.
Don't know if that's true or not. I can't see it on Netflix where they say that.
That's, I know I have seen, I have seen like some things like it's always on like a blog or whatever that says, you know, here's the 9 tops or the top 10 shows that won't be on Netflix in a month, in 5 days or whatever. Binge watch.
So again, I can't find where this actually is true, but maybe we'll find out.
It could be true.
So yeah, no, that's been pretty much
there. I'm sure there are other ways for you to get, you know, BBC, Sherlock or whatever.
BBC
subscribe to BBC.
I finally, because of Netflix, finally got around to watching all of Doctor Who. Up to the current season.
So you're caught up.
Yeah, I'm caught
up. Awesome.
So
I have seen all except the newest Christmas special. So the one that just aired in Christmas.
Okay,
haven't seen that one.
No, so I got to watch this current season with the new Doctor.
Oh, so you saw the last of David Tennant.
Seven.
The last of David Tennant.
Yeah.
Matt Smith. The last of Matt Smith.
And
you're currently on Jenna Coleman as the companion. Awesome.
So yeah,
I always like Jenna Coleman. She's so nice.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, she's very nice. I hope she's nice in real life.
Although I will say, just about what I was doing this weekend, Comic-Con, I was really disappointed in the panels.
They
all just seemed to be about New Orleans. and stuff.
Well, it was
and
in New Orleans. Like, you know,
I mean, the con's in New Orleans, but it's Comic-Con. I'm there to learn about comics. And I guess my problem is last time I was there, like, the entire cast of Star Trek was there, and Stan Lee was there. Yeah. And it was amazing. Which,
admittedly, Star Trek isn't really a comic or funny.
No,
like there, it's a sci-fi show, so it's like
it's very serious.
You know,
but
we say Comic Con.
I guess there was the panels I was interested in. Stan Lee.
Yeah,
and we had his birthday there.
Oh yeah,
and okay. And they did switch the after party to being at Harris Casino since last time I was there, which I did not particularly like.
You didn't care for it?
No, I mean it was made it more of a public event. Like last time, I forgot where it was. They rented out the whole place, and it was awesome.
Okay. So if you didn't know about it,
saying Comic Con was a letdown. Just didn't meet my expectations. You did not get the bare gold standard of con.
Bare stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's the thing.
Better than DMV con.
Better than DMV con. I still think we ought to do that now. We should all cosplay to the DMV.
Maybe we could do that. Yeah. We're going to cut to a song, come back, and we're going to talk about the new segment that we're kind of adding. It's not the. It's new, but it's old.
It's a modified segment.
We're going to put a +1 modifier on it. This is Heads Up, Hearts Down by iFight Dragons. Way back, throwing it back. I'm MG.
And I'm Redbird.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Back on Experience Points. I'm MG.
Nah, I'm Redbird.
That was Heads Up, Hearts Down by iFight Dragons. As if I needed to tell anyone that. Like, that's one of the classic
staples of the show.
If we could say we have classic music on the show, that's like our classic music. Geek
Chic
classic.
Have you been around the show long enough to have classics?
I think that was like probably almost one of the first songs I played on the show. Back when it was, seriously, I was like,
I'm actually curious now to know what the first song you ever played on the show
was. The first song I ever played was The Stand, Man or Machine by the Proto Men, in which I'm actually learning that on piano. I'm learning the piano parts of it right now, so that's, I guess, another thing I did this week, and I tried to be artsy and learn piano.
Tried to be artsy. I've done that.
It involved watching people on YouTube do it enough.
That's
to
exactly
where,
what being
to
artsy
where,
is.
To where I'm like, I'm a unique snowflake. Boom, 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 boom. You know, and try and play it.
Good
so,
Lord, you're exactly right. That is the definition of being artsy.
Same thing. I had my coworker send me a video on YouTube of like the best performance, a live performance of the program.
How did people do things before YouTube existed?
I don't know.
Like, how would you learn a thing?
TV,
like,
cable,
TV, books,
encyclopedias, like the actual book encyclopedias,
not Wikipedia.
Yeah, the volumes. But no, he sent me this. He sent me a video of the Proto Men concert back in Tennessee in like 2011 or whatever. I was at that concert.
Right.
I picked myself out of the crowd.
Oh, that's awesome!
Like in the front, I'm wearing Kilroy's mask on my head, and I'm like, there I am. There's my cousin. There's my brother. Everybody's there. It's so cool. So
that's great.
This segment of the show normally is dedicated to the retro game of the week, some type of game that we pull from the annals of history, and we talk about the goods and the bads and then what we had. So,
but
we're not going to do that.
We're not, because we realized something.
We realized something that, you know,
this is a show about geek things.
Right. It's not just about video
just
games.
Just video games, you know? Which is a very geeky thing.
We always talk that we try to open the show every time, or at least I try to open the show saying, yeah, you know, we're dropping some knowledge on you, but that knowledge is meant to enrich your life. And video game knowledge, facts, history, that's not exclusively the only thing that can enrich your life. Sometimes a story, some nostalgia, some blast from the past, maybe from our eyes, from our perspectives, can help you a little bit more. So instead of,
I appreciate what you got, kids.
Instead of, oh yeah, no, look, technology today. We were talking about this the other day, or an hour or two ago before the show.
The other day, an hour or two ago. That's internet time.
Listen,
by the way,
we were also talking about how we haven't gotten any sleep today. Like,
no,
we've both been awake pretty much.
It's amazing that we're operating computers and technology.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that this is going to air because I don't know what I'm doing anymore. But no, we were talking about, you know,
loudly, they'll hear me anyway.
Remember the time, Bear, before, like, there were save games, before, like, cartridges, where there was a widespread availability of cartridges with batteries or memory cards.
I do remember this time.
Like,
it was the dark times.
There's a
it
pun.
It was the worst of times.
There was a pun there when you said the dark times, because, you know, you'd be playing a game or whatever, and this was a game, and I can't think of one at the top of my head, but it was one that did not, maybe Mario, maybe the original Mario. You wanted to beat the original Mario, but they didn't have any save parts in it, you know, save game abilities, so no batteries or whatever. For those that don't know, let's break this down, because I feel like we don't say this anymore because it's not even a thing, because every game saves. It used to be that you had to have a cartridge with a special part in it that was essentially just a battery that kept the game alive, kept the cartridge alive so that you wouldn't lose your save game.
Well, that's how your computer still works.
That's how your computer keeps time. Yep. That's how it keeps everything in check. And it was virtually the same little battery. Sometimes it was soldered on. Sometimes it was sort of replaceable, but you couldn't crack the cartridge open. So those early games, Legend of Zelda, Star Fox, anything that Super Mario World for Super Nintendo, a lot of Super Nintendo games had it at that point, but very few regular Nintendo games had it. There was this little part in the game cartridge because it was expensive. It was more expensive than normal. You know, you had plastic, you had the board, and then, you had this battery.
And
space-age science to make it work in there.
Yeah, craziness.
So you would have this game, you would be playing it, and something that you didn't care about had to happen. Like, you had to sleep, you had to take a shower, you had to go to school.
Life.
Something. And you just wanted to beat this next level to see if the princess was in the sixth castle or the seventh castle.
There's always that hope.
She wasn't.
Spoilers. Jeez.
Anyway, I'm not even sure we ever found the princess now that I think about it. I know. I wrapped around to the Star Worlds and I don't think I found her.
She wasn't even Star Worlds. That was some dedication to Mario's part, by the way.
Yeah. And Toad. Toad's like, quick, he's coming. This is the war economy. We got to keep making money. Move the princess.
I'm going to point out that was a race of mushroom people and you ate mushrooms constantly in that game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, think on it.
Man, I'm sure Threadless have a t-shirt on that. But anyway, so you remember whenever you had these things come up in life, and let's just say you had to go to school.
Family.
Right. You had to go and socialize.
Ew.
So you go and socialize.
Before IM clients were a thing.
And something happens. The power goes out. The power blinks. Because it's never out.
No, just have to go. Yeah,
it's never out for hours on end. You're okay. That's acceptable. That's swallowable.
Well, that's a catastrophic failure. You could accept that in life.
Right, because everything's off.
I mean, yeah.
Everybody's day is ruined. You know, whether
exactly.
you were watching
you.
Days of Our Lives or whether you were trying to beat the sixth Mushroom Kingdom castle. But it's off. Okay, fine. It's the type of blinks that, like, won't reset the clock on the microwave, but they'll turn your Nintendo off. It's those types of blinks that would get you upset.
And that ruins your entire
week. Even worse, because you can't get mad at electricity. Like,
I can get mad at electricity.
You throw your hands up in anger and you go, ka-ka! And you get really angry. You get really angry.
Now we all know what MG does when the power goes out.
I do. I have battery backups now because of that. You know, you throw up your hands, ka-ka! Why? Curse you, electrons! So you get really upset, and then, but then you've got other instances that you can totally get mad at people. Like, it's based on people. Like, I remember one time.
By the way, it's usually the mother.
It's usually the mother, because the dad's like, newfangled devil box contraption.
Newfangled devil box.
And just kind of, you know, he doesn't want to be in your room.
Yeah.
You notice that dads never want to be in your room? The moms are always like, you got to clean this room. I'm having company over. And you're
why
like,
why are they going in my room?
Are they coming in here? Are you having a tea party on my bed? Like, what's happening? You know? But anyway, that's a problem with moms, not a problem with people. Anyway, so you're doing something. You go to school, and of course your mom's a stay-at-home mom, or she gets home before you, God forbid. And she's like, oh, MG and Red Bay left the I don't know why we have the same mom. They left the Nintendo on. They're
going
to burn down the house. And she turns it off, and she unplugs it, and she puts it in the closet for some reason, because you're not
like
going to play with it.
She didn't just ruin your week.
Right. So, like, right.
She does it so casually.
That's called disrespect. That's what that's called.
I get no respect.
Or she's like, well, they're not going to clean their rooms. I guess I'll have to do it myself. So she goes in there and she dusts everything.
And what she does again, though, it's not messy. It's organized chaos.
It is organized chaos. Well, you know where everything is.
I know exactly.
I know where it is. But she looks at the last thing she does. You have to imagine that she does this with no ill intent until the very end. And she turns around and she looks at the Nintendo.
Everything's spotless except the Nintendo's been sitting there the entire time.
There's a red light. And even worse than turning it off, I think she goes, oh, this should be on the shelf. Picks it up and sets it on the shelf like ka-chunk. And you get back and you're like, oh, sweet. Yeah. Mom moved it. Turns it on. It's nothing but triangles and pyramids and squares. And you're like, my game is so messed up. What happened? And it turns out it's more touchy than a record player.
Like
if you blow wind, if you spit in that direction, it's going to like screw up. I was playing Hogan's Alley one time.
And that literally happened to you.
Yeah, totally messed up. So, be thankful that you can save games now. It's so easy
to save. And it's even back up to the cloud.
The cloud, which we're going to talk about that later.
We're going to talk about the cloud. Anyway. But yeah, no, I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah, it's almost like they. I know disc media did it because you're like, oh, or the worst thing is like, man, I need to save something. So you're like, memory card, haha. You plug the memory card in there, it's like no space, and I needed to clear some blocks before I started the game.
So then you had to debate which games do you really want to save.
Well, then you had to if you were going to save that game, you couldn't. Like, there's no way to empty your memory card during a game.
Oh, that's true.
So now you're fighting with this. You're like, who do I know that has a PlayStation
that I can go
and put my memory card in and do inventory management? You play Resident Evil Lite on the start of your PlayStation. Yeah. So,
no, I will say though, Pokemon Red. My battery ran out in that cartridge on my Game Boy.
Like, recently?
No, like, when I was little.
Oh, I'm like, man, the shelf life on those things, though.
Well, that would have been impressive, but no, when I was young and had it and things. So it ran out, but I was at the end, like, just before Victory Road, and I think I spent a week with my Game Boy plugged into the wall, turned on, hidden so my mother wouldn't unplug it.
Nice. So, yeah, so for...
Just to finish this game.
Just to clarify... It wasn't like once the battery died or whatever, your save game was just stuck at that point. It was gone.
Yeah, it was gone completely.
You could be 98.9%, because we know you can't get 100% on Super Mario World. If I haven't said it starts at zero, goes 99, it's a big myth. You're almost fully complete on Super Mario World, and then that battery dies, you have three blank save spots.
Yep.
So the only way
that happened with me, Pokemon Red.
The only way to keep it on, keep it alive, is to turn it on. And you can't charge those batteries either. It's not like the batteries really charge.
In fact, the Game Boy, like, you had that special screw that was like a triangle.
Oh yeah,
have a Phillips or anything. So unless you had the special screwdriver to get into
before hardware stores.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that was actually a Nintendo proprietary screw, because they didn't want you opening cartridges, because that's ridiculous.
You just, like, file down a Phillips head or something to try and make it work.
No, or you leave
We live in a fantastic... Look, be happy that you're born today, or that you live in an era now. If you're older than us, or if you're our age, like, we made it.
We did. We got survived.
Through, and we can appreciate. And for those that can't appreciate, you know, try to appreciate vicariously through us, because cloud saves...
just every time you see that little saving icon blinking in the top,
Don't turn your power off. Don't lose your internet connection.
But be appreciative that it's there.
I feel like that's the icon. That's like the tag on the mattresses. No one knows why they have to say it, because
you can't remove it.
Who's like, oh, my game's saving. Well, I guess I'm just gonna unplug it now. Who would think that? This is getting a long segment. We're going to go ahead and cut to a song. This is Critical Hit by MC Frontalot, a bro just like us. I'm MG.
Yeah, and I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Got to sometimes feel like, oh my God, life's so good.
Hey, we're back on Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That's And the Song Bird Sings by Dan Bull. Before that, Critical Hit by MC Frontalot. We threw two songs at you because, you know what? This is going to be an awesome segment. This is
just
the main,
to catch you off guard.
This is the if you were keeping track. Well, that's two. If you weren't keeping,
you can count to two.
If you were keeping track, then
you may have a job in the sound world.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, you ever notice that it's always check 1-2, 1-2. You know, one ever goes to three.
Oh.
You never know.
We should do that one time. The next time we do
sound checks. I don't
know
if we can.
Oh, it's a rule.
The sound guys.
Our main segment. Oh, we haven't changed our main segment, by the way.
We mentioned that already.
We haven't changed our minds, at least, about having a main segment. That'd be awesome.
I lost my mind.
We could just call it like, hey, welcome to SideQuest, the radio show where we just talk about random things, which is sort of what we do anyway.
Isn't that literally the show?
So.
Wow.
Something has been happening in the gaming world for probably, I don't know, about 10 years. And it's been bad, and then it's been worse, and then it's starting to get good. And we see it with a lot of ways of distribution. We see it with a lot of services like Netflix and
it's ideas before the
execution.
Yeah.
Ideas before execution.
Before their time, before their ready.
So recently Sony has announced
got hacked.
Well, Sony did get hacked.
Again.
You know.
I'm also, do we even have to announce that anymore? Or can we just be like, yeah, go clear out your credit card information once a week?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It's like, don't even have a credit card. Just use money. Just use cash.
Money.
Print that money.
Cash is
don't
king.
Print the money, but go to an ATM.
Wow.
Use it. Do it the legal way. No, so Sony has, for a while now, originally it was called Gaikai, and now it's called PlayStation Now. They've been working on a subscription-based, or hopefully a subscription-based service, that will allow PlayStation users and people that buy Sony products like Sony Bravias, PS Vitas, PlayStation TVs.
Yeah. Will allow That's actually the interesting part about all this, I found.
Oh, the smaller devices, yeah. Or the not gaming console devices.
Right. That's what I think.
It will allow them to play streamable cloud-based games, and I guess that's the most official term that we can say is cloud-based gaming. Cloud-based games that stream.
Yes, 2015, we're here.
We're here. Welcome to the cloud. So the general idea behind this is the game, the mechanics, the CPU, the graphics, everything is rendered off-site from the user, off in some big server farm.
In the cloud,
somewhere
in
the world.
Don't worry about it. China.
It is then streamed to the PlayStation or the PlayStation TV or the TV or whatever, and the gamer plays with a DualShock 3 in this case, but you know, with the controller, the input is interpreted and sent back. So the only thing that the game console is doing is showing like an interactive movie.
Yeah, actually, basically, that's a good way to put it.
Instead of having, you know, play and pause and rewind and fast forward, you've got left and right and up and down
triangle,
and jump.
Triangle, X, box.
Right. Shoot and then yell. Those are the two.
Shoot and yell.
Well, if you're playing, like, Call of Duty. You shoot a bunch of people and you yell a lot.
Call of Duty in a nutshell.
So this isn't the only type of, you know, services.
Video streaming service, video game streaming service.
Yeah, you know, they had OnLive has been around for a while.
Did Gamefly ever do anything?
Gamefly, I thought that was OnLive, but
that might be OnLive.
Playcast, Playkey? I think was Playkey. one a while back.
You have G-Face.
And then you've got like the
Playkey, Playcast. Those are both. Things.
Those are both. Well, they're all similar things.
Cloud-based streaming.
There are two. The general idea behind this is you need a lot of processing power because.
Right. Well, you're taking away so you would have a PlayStation 4 where you would do your local gaming, but instead of having a $400 box to do that, you could have a $100 box
right.
to just connect to Sony servers that are much more powerful than what you could afford anyway.
Now this is again we said that it used to be Gaikai, now it's PlayStation right. Now because. That's easier to say.
And it makes more sense.
And it makes more sense. They recently started showing, you know, and then again, like at the previous, I'm not sure it was CES, but maybe it was TGS or even E3 last year, they were showing this off and touting that, hey, remember how we said we bought this company? Well, now we're actually doing something with it. They did it. They renamed it. They rejiggered their thing. And now, most recently, they have said, hey, we're going to release this, and it's subscription-based. So it used to be where you could pay like $2 a game or $2 for a few hours or whatever. Now right. It's $20 a month for over 100 PS3 games.
So that's actually an interesting thing. I guess the idea of ownership of a title is kind of going away with consoles
yes.
as we move into the future.
Yes. And I should say, well, before we get too far, $20 a month, $45 per quarter. So $45 per 3 months,
okay.
You save $15. Versus the monthly, for those that hate math. But, I mean, and these games are, like, infamous.
That's actually a game.
Siren, Chime, Blob, XCOM, Contrast, Final Fantasy, probably Final Fantasy, like, 13, Killzone 3, Dark Souls, Anomaly, Red Faction, Guerrilla, Dirt. I mean, they're not.
PlayStation 3 titles, right?
There are a lot of PlayStation 3 titles, but you could also do like PlayStation Vita titles. Some of the HD remixes, like Sly Cooper, Jack and Daxter, The Walking Dead by Telltale Games.
There aren't any current gen PlayStation 4 titles on there.
Not yet. No, okay. It's a lot of PS3 games, and I think the reason because they do say, you play with the DualShock 3, it's tailor made to allow that experience to happen. So even if you're playing with the like a PS Vita game or whatever, typically you're playing a game that is available for the PlayStation Vita, but has been originally mastered for a console specifically like the PS3.
And they haven't ever changed their controller really since the original PlayStation.
Right. Well, you're ignoring the touch controls. No touch controls, no speakers.
The basic layout and design of the controller hasn't changed.
I mean, when you consider like you've got Final Fantasy 14, you've got Arkham City, You've got The Last of Us, like the, you know, and not the PS4 version, the PS3 version of The Last of Us. You can now, for $20 a month, and it's not like you just play like Netflix where you can only, and I'm not talking about the streaming version of Netflix, where you pay $15 a month and you get 5 DVDs and you have to send them back.
Another part before of Netflix. Before you get still more. Do DVDs?
Yeah, I think so.
Who gets those?
Before you,
people without internet
connections,
I guess.
DVD players.
Whoa. Hold on, I remember when that was a thing?
The crazy thing is that you could play any of these games at the drop of a hat. So for $20, until you want to stop paying $20, you effectively, it's like a WoW subscription, except you don't just play WoW, you play any game in the library.
Like having all of Blizzard's games available to you.
Right, exactly. And that would be something really cool, you know?
Hey, Blizzard, by the way, that sounds great.
And I know Sony Online,
that's not gonna happen.
Sony Online a while back has done that. I think it was Dark Age of Camelot and maybe it was EverQuest 1 and 2. You would pay for an SOE subscription. Now, you would still have to buy all the individual games, but you would pay for a subscription, and then you would get to play for that month with any of those games, provided you owned it and you had time on your card. This is a similar thing, except now you don't even have to have the games. Yeah, it's you're not owning it, but that's okay. Like, the concept of games used to be you get a game and you trade it in after you're done, but now
the ownership, since this is on a console, it works okay. I don't see that working ever in the PC world. Because of the modding community and people who want to do things, and actually you need the ownership of the titles to be able to.
Right. I feel like when you get a PC, you're getting...
It's a different mindset to start
right,
with.
It's a completely different mindset. There's,
I believe that the streaming is going to take off very well for consoles. In fact, I don't see why it wouldn't.
The crazy thing is that you... I'm pretty sure you can play this on the PlayStation 4.
Okay.
You can play, like, PlayStation Now games on the PS4 because the controllers are so similar. PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita, and then the PlayStation TV, which is virtually a screenless, controllerless... Vita that you then use a DualShock 3 to play with. In fact, it actually you can plug Vita games into the side of it and play Vita games. So you get access to, it's limited, but it's still better than having to own all these games, the PlayStation, the PlayStation 2, the PlayStation Portable, and the PlayStation 3 library games that you could play. So you want to play Red Faction 1, Red Faction 2, you can do that. They're available. Red Faction Guerrilla, that's fine. You don't have the game, or you can't find it, or the games are all scratched
up. Or your disc
up.
Got broke.
Your disc got broke, or you don't have a good PC.
And I believe they handle all the game saves in on their servers.
Yes, it is completely cloud-based. You don't lose any functionality with the exception of there are some grumblings about co-op input, like co-op players, local co-op, where there are problems. I would also imagine that with Call of Duty, like rendering those things and everything, because of how Call of Duty was created, how... you know, if you're hosting a Call of Duty game, then it's not going to host a game on a cloud-based server where, for other people to play, you know, because it's hosting on
right.
a client.
Yeah,
but if your client's not you, not a real thing, anyway, it's all
so
it's
they're
virtual.
They're having issues with that, is what you're saying?
So I'm not sure if they're actually having issues.
Or you just haven't tried it yet.
No, I haven't tried. Now, I've tried PlayStation Now, and it's Sony recommends that you have a 5 megabit internet connection to at least achieve what they consider a, quote, good performance. I have a 6 megabit internet connection, and most of the time it seems like it's a 3 or 4 megabit internet connection. It was not bad, but I will say this. It ended up being – there were events. There were parts of this during this beta because I think I paid like $20 and I just tried it. I tried a couple games. It was fun until there was lag. And when there was lag, it was pixelated video. It was pixelated video.
It drops the rendering?
Yeah, and it does sort of like what YouTube does. You know how YouTube will skip frames to try and keep up with audio? That's what it sort of does. I had a couple outright disconnects. I did have a little bit of lag. I had some parts where big stuff was happening. You'd think, like you're trained to think, a lot of stuff is happening on screen. It's going to be laggy. Well, not so much, because it's not actually happening on the box.
Yeah, their hardware handling it.
Right, their hardware is handling it.
Internet connection is the problem.
It could be. I'm fighting one guy, and then all of a sudden somebody turns on their TV or their router or their dish network or something across the street, and my internet drops for a second, and then I die because I couldn't respond fast enough.
Yeah.
Now that's speaking about input. You know, there's not a lot of input lag, and that's something that I really thought was going to affect.
Well, that's not a lot of data to begin with.
No,
but,
and it's really just, you know, 16 possible things.
Yeah.
Even with rollover, it's probably like a max of 4 possible things at once at one send.
Probably something like that. Yeah.
So this is pretty good.
I'm actually excited with things going in this direction, yep. especially like you mentioned, you get this huge library of games that you probably would never buy because that's a ton of money.
Yeah, I'll probably sink $20 into it a month now that once it won't give it a month and see how it goes.
So it goes, especially like I said, out where you live with the internet, that would be my concern. It seems like you have to have a pretty solid internet connection to do this.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Anyway, we're running out of time, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to cut to one last song, and then we're going to come back. This is The Will of One, the 2013 mix from the Proto Men. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Experience Points. I'm MG.
I am Red Bear.
That was The Will of One, the 2013 remix from the Proto Men. It's not really a remix, more like a re-recording.
Still be a remix?
It's a remix. No, I think a remix is where you remix the original.
I need to look.
Something they didn't change.
I guess they change anything?
No, not really. It sounds better, in my opinion.
The mix is better.
Anyway, we are out of time. Thank you for sharing with us the very first 2015 show.
It went so well, didn't it? This is no problems at all.
I think this is the start of season 7.
Wow.
In fact, I hope I didn't skip a season just now. We'll put it online.
We'll check it.
And we'll rename and renumber and everything.
This is my second season or third?
Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah, I've been here.
Yes. You've been here like three seasons now. Yeah, 2.5 seasons.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're out. But before we are completely out, Bear, we have a website. What is it?
exppoints.com. Double tap that P.
We're on social media, again, inlets and outlets. If you want to check us out on Twitter, on the Facebook, on the Google Plus, on the YouTubes, you can go to exppoints.com. Remember, still double tap that P. But at the end of it, slash.
A little bit more. No, it's more work.
Slash social.
Okay. Oh, so slash social.
exppoints.com.
You can handle that.
Slash social to check out all of our social media goodness. Next week, we've got a really awesome show. We're actually planning things now, which is like a New Year's resolution that we're going to try to stick to.
I don't like change.
But we are going to keep you up to date on some pretty cool things that are coming up for
still
CES.
Afraid.
And this E3. We're going to get a bit of a jump on it and show what the, I guess, gossip? It's gossip.
Ooh, we're going to have a gossip section.
Yeah, it's a gossip section.
Let's do that.
It's an actual gossip
section.
We're
going to do it.
That's awesome.
Do you see what Becky was wearing last week?
Whoa. Let's not get... We actually have a Becky we work with.
Wow.
You picked a weird name.
Jane Doe.
Anyway, we're out of time.
Patient X.
We're going to leave you with two songs. This is 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcorp. It's like you. You're 20% cooler now for listening to this show.
My heater doesn't work right.
Oh. And then it's going to be followed up by My OCD by Rhett and Link. If you haven't checked out Rhett and Link on... Good Mythical Morning, yeah. They're really, really awesome. They're probably my favorite.
I mean, they're not like our... No, okay. Their show's amazing.
And they're definitely more consistent than we are.
They do it like every day.
Yeah. Jeez. Anyway, we're going to leave you with 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcorp and My OCD by Rhett and Link. I've been MG.
And I've been Red Bear.
This has been Experience Points. Check us back next week, Wednesday, 9 to 10 p.m. same time, same place, 90.9 FM KSLU. In the meantime, enjoy the music. Thank you and
have a great 2015.
Good night.
I'm a little off key.
Good
here.
Night.
Yeah, let's
we're
do gonna, it. Good night.
We're not
have
singing.
A good,
good
night.
Good night. Anyway.
Good night. It's in the show.
Take it easy. Experience Points.
Bye.